This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And don't look now, but March is here. Kind of slipped up on us. Producer Cullen and I were talking about that. How all of a sudden, you know, we're on the 28th of February, and boom, here we are, March 1st. Well, what does March mean? What changes can we expect? Well, they are the usual. You'll find the water temperatures climbing up slowly. More fish species are starting to spawn. There'll be some increased feeding activity, particularly in the area of those crappie and brim. We'll be looking forward to that. Also have some changes in the, I guess you call it the buzzing world, the gnats. If you get a very damp, humid, but even cold morning with no wind this time of year, boy, the gnats love it. So be prepared if you're headed out in any of those areas where you might encounter some. Also got changes out in the environment. The fields are starting to green up. The trees are starting to bud up. And turkeys are starting to gobble. You get in the woods, you might hear one or two. You'll hear a lot more than that as we get a little bit closer to the middle of March and April when the peak of the breeding begins. Unfortunately, March can be a very windy month. But you can also have some very, very pleasant spring days. And we got several of those coming up ahead. We're going to try to help you get out and enjoy them. Most of your hunting seasons, including those that were extended through this weekend because of the snow, they'll be ending. One that continues is hunting for those feral hogs. You can do that year-round. And if you're someone who doesn't shoot a hog when you see one because of the difficulty in hauling a big animal out of remote areas, I'm going to tell you where you can see a 5-minute method to remove all the usable meat and backpack it up in 5 minutes. Yes, less than 5 minutes. We'll tell you about that. Also in this morning's Bad Boy of the Outdoor story, you're going to find out what happens when you mix gators, guns, and girls with drugs. And I'll give you a hint. It's nothing good. And if you've had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd love to include it along with your comments and your questions. We'll add it into the reports we get from professional captains, marina operators, and the high-profile fishermen. You can do that by texting your message real time to the studio at 504-260-1870. And I have a special offer for people who will be attending in person next week's live on location broadcast. We're going to be at Scott's Marine on Highway 98 in Alberta, Alabama. And if you are planning on coming and you'd like to claim a door prize, simply text me your name and let me know you're coming and you'd like a prize, and we'll pass those out as long as we have them, and we'll reserve them for you. So text me your name, well, when you'll be there, about what time. I'm going to be there from when we start this program at 5 a.m., and I'll be around there till about lunchtime, and if I miss you, well, we'll just put your name on and you can pick it up later. But if you'd like a special door prize for coming out to Scott's Marines, big sale. It's the spring boat show, and we'll be telling you a lot more about what's going on there in the next segment. And also, that's going to be next Saturday morning from 5 to about noon. So shoot me a text if you're planning on coming. I'd love to meet some of our many Alabama listeners over there in the Alabama coast that listen to us on FM Talk 106.5. I also got something to tell you about an excellent program that's going to be coming up next week. We're going to talk with LSU track star Squirrel Burrell. Sean Squirrel Burrell. Took him on a little squirrel hunt for Tigers in the Wild feature. We'll be checking in with him next week. By the way, congratulations to those LSU baseball Tigers and those softball girls. Both are enjoying some excellent seasons and have been highly rated. If you headed out today, here's your Coastal Marine forecast from the National Weather Service. Northeast winds 8 to 15 offshore, 1 to 2-foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, you'll see northeast winds about 6 to 12. Fairly light. Going to be some good conditions out there for the next several days. If you're not a Mardi Gras person, boy, what a great time to get out and fish. Tomorrow, even lighter winds, northeast 6 to 12 offshore, 1-foot seas. You're going to see some pretty calm waters, and the northeast winds will continue on the interior lakes and bays at 6 to 12 knots. Only a half a foot of tide rain, so you're going to rely on a little bit of that breeze and water moving to find some fish activity. Not much rain. There were some showers early this morning down around the mouth of the river, but outside of that, going to be lots of sunshine with these warming temperatures. Mississippi River climbed up to 12.0, but it's holding steady. Hopefully we'll get a drop there. Pearl River is dropping nicely and should turn on some fishing in that system over there, too. We got lots to talk about, so stick around. We got 2 hours to do it, and I'm going to be right back with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And we take you down to Campo's Marina. I've been there for, I think, over 100 years now, and talked to Robbie Campo, the current operator of the marina. Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful, Don. Looks like we're going to have a morning without any wind. Give you a recap of the week here. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I mean, they caught all the trout you would ever want to catch around here. Yesterday, with wind blew out of the northeast, and where they were catching the fish right by the old fort right here in the front, the wind kind of blew up in that area and, you know, in that pocket and kind of messed it up for yesterday. But this morning, it is dead calm here. There's zero wind right now. And I think if somebody got out there early this morning, but I tell you, the bait of choice was they were using plastics last week. They were using that green saltwater assassin. Man, it was a killer bait for just casting and retrieving, Don. Some of the people on Thursday, let's see what it was, Wednesday caught them under a cork. So there's fish out there to be had. Just got to have the weather right to get out there and get them. And I think this morning, if you get out there early enough, I think you'll be able to catch some trout.
You know, it's not really the prime time for it, but boy, when you get days like this where there's not a ripple on the water until, you know, later on in the morning when the winds might come up, boy, throwing a topwater is just beautiful on that kind of a flat surface like that, and you get to see that trout come up and bust it. I wouldn't be surprised you could catch a few like that starting off early.
Well, you know, Don, I think if you was catching them on jerk baits like they were doing, you know, last week up in Mr. Go, I don't see why right at daylight a good top dog junior, it seemed like they would blow it up.
What a wonderful sight that is. All right, now you got to fill us in on a gnat situation. You know, this is the time of the year, and you get those windless days, man, those little teeth with wings come out of there. Have been a problem the last few days?
Actually, no, not yet. But it did feel some yesterday evening when it calmed down. But they're not as bad as, you know, one would think for this time of the year. But it is coming, I'll promise you, because this is the perfect recipe for, you know, for these things to be out. This, you know, 65 degree mornings, you know, with a little bit of fog around, this is perfect for them, I'll promise you. But we haven't had any problems yet. But I would still take some kind of Amber Romance or some kind of gnat spray or something that you like, because you could run into them. I mean, they show up, you know, instantly.
Yeah, those gnat nets work. I mean, they're a little bit cumbersome and awkward, you know, putting that over your face and all. But they make the ones that it's a two-piece outfit, you know, with a little hood on it. Those work, and You know, you can't beat cover up, but my favorite is, like you mentioned, the Victoria's Secret Amber Romance product. Was never made as an insecticide, but seems to work better for me than anything else on the Nats. Robbie, what about your Mardi Gras day schedule? A lot of people like to fish on Mardi Gras instead of go get pushed and shoved around in the crowd in the parade. If they're coming down there, will you be there to help them?
No, well, we are closing on Mardi Gras Day, but the back down will be open. So if you want to come down and go fishing and throwing plastics, you're more than welcome to do that because the back down ramp will be open.
Got it. Well, I'm glad to hear the trout are biting, and a lot of people are, because, you know, there's a little bit of concern about fish kill. But in your area, yeah, they had some reported kills, but it wasn't anything massive, and I think we'll just pick up right where we left off. I don't think it's going to put a...
I really believe the same thing. I don't think we're going to have, you know, there was a couple of fish that got trapped up in the shallow waters, may have died with the freeze. But look, from the amount of fish they caught in this past week here, I would say, we're going to be fine on this side of the river.
How were the size? Did they say there was a lot of throwbacks, or it was pretty much...
Never had to hardly measure any of these fish. It was all perfect. I mean, anywhere from 14 to 20 inches. They're pretty fish.
Well, get ready, Robbie, because Butch, our Wyclosky bridge tender, just texted me, said he saw a lot of boats filling up at the Miro food store, so should be a lot of people coming down your way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Don, we'll talk to him next week. Talk to you later, bud.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Sir. Thank you. Robbie Campo gives us some excellent reports down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, we come back after this. Going to get to some of your text messages. Tell you about next week's big show at the Boat Show over at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. Also got some news for you about how to clean a feral hog, get all the meat out, put it in a Ziploc, stick it in your backpack, and you're out of the woods in less than 5 minutes. It's true. We'll tell you where you can actually watch it being done right after we take this quick 3-minute pause where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Radio Network. All right, our connection each Saturday morning with you, the listener, is our text line. It comes right here to the studio, real time. It's 504-260-1870. We love to hear from you. We got the backstrap stacker. He usually checks in with us each week. He's in Mobile, Alabama today. He's got to say it's a great weekend for some parading. All the wildlife is safe from his crew this weekend as the mystics of time take over the streets. Jeff, if parading and Mardi Gras is your thing, you got some really good weather to do it in, but I know a lot of you take the opposite approach and spend it away from the maddening crowds. All right, we got our friend Wingbone checking in from Wilmer, Alabama. He's ready for the show next week. He's talking about our on-location broadcast at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. He agreed to come out there and do a turkey call building demonstration. He makes turkey calls out of turkey wing bones. That's why he's got the nickname Wingbone. He made one for me, and I'm going to do my best to get a turkey using that call. And he'll demonstrate how to use it, and he shows you how you can make them. He's going to be giving one away. We're going to have a drawing for it. You could be the lucky one if you come out in person and register for it. And we're also going to have him demonstrate how he makes them. So come on out and meet the famous Wingbone, the turkey call maker. He's going to be part of the show. We'll be part of the show from 5 to 7. Now, it actually opens up on Wednesday, and we'll run through Saturday. And they've got Sun Tracker pontoons. You're going to get some of the best buys all year. It's kind of pre-boating season. It's a good time to do it. They've got some tri-tunes. They've got the Grizzly all-weld aluminum boats. They'll be featured out there, too, along with the Tracker aluminum fishing boats, the Nitro bass boats, the Tahoe family, if you like a runabout, Mako's, Tracker side-by-sides, the quietest bike on the market. That's good for you turkey hunters. And they also have Yamaha and Mercury, and you can take care of getting any of your motors serviced before the big fishing season gets here. Also, they're going to be giving away some Bass Pro gift cards if you purchase selected models, and Mercury's got a really great deal. They'll extend your warranty free on selected horsepower models. So it's on Highway 98. Check it out. It's Scott's Marine. Lucio Orfanella is going to be there, and we'll be chatting with him about all the going on. He's going to have lots of door prizes. I've got some prizes. We're going to have free food starting at 8 a.m. And the doors will open Saturday at 5 when I'm on the air. So come on out there and visit with us. And if you come out there now, I'm making this offer. If you need to text me, give me your name, tell me you're coming, and I'll have some door prizes until they run out. And I'll let those of you know, make sure that we've got it for you before you come out there. So just text me at 504-260-1870. I got some other texts in. This one says, a warm and windy good morning from our listener in Ohio. Missing home, but not missing the tourists. Got my Mardi Gras tree going and decorations up. My neighbors are confounded. Stay sweet, y'all. Celebrating Mardi Gras up in Ohio. That's got to be a lonely activity. Probably not much of that going on up there. And I can understand why someone in Ohio does not understand what that is all about. All right, here's a good timely message from our friend Lafitte LT. He's got a reminder. The Rose Thorn Parade in Lafitte today is rolling. So that means they're going to be shutting the road down in Lafitte 11:30 till around 3. So if you're going to be planning on making a fishing trip in Lafitte, get out of there before or after, or you'll get caught up in some parade traffic. Or you can go down there and catch them both, catch some fish and catch the parade. He had two trips this week, only caught 2 flounders, 2 sheephead, red and black drum, and 1 trout. Well, that's kind of a nice little mix, but for 2 trips, yeah, it's a little bit slow. Today, he's going to be enjoying watching his 7-year-old grandson wrestle at St. Paul's. His name is Blaze, and he's with the Eagle wrestling team. I'm thinking that's with the Shaw Eagles. Speaking of Lafitte and fishing, coming up later on in the second hour, we're going to talk to Angela Caruso. Angela is heading up a benefit effort for Captain Mike Helmer and his family. Captain Mike has had some health issues and asking for your help. And let me tell you, there's a great reward for helping, not just the personal reward of knowing you helped a really good guy, but you can win one of seven all-expense-paid guided fishing trips. They're going to be giving away with local captains. There'll be a drawing for that. Tickets are only $25, and that could earn you a very good trip. And we'll give you all the details how to get signed up for that. So stay with us for that. That'll be talking about Captain Mike. All right, we got Franklin is in the house this morning. Glad to hear you're up and ready. We've got, that's Franklin, Texas, by the way. And here's one says, going to get my family spot on the parade route. That's from Justin, the duck guy. And we have another text that says they sure like Robbie's song. They're talking about the Campo Marina shrimp theme song. I sure like it, too. I like all of our songs, and that's a good one we got from Robbie to bring him in and out. It's kind of Robbie Campo's walk-up music, you might say. All right, text us at 504-260-1870 if you got something to pass along, a question or a comment. I want to tell you about the Wild Boar La Louisiane. This is the title of this week's Bayou Wild TV. We are in season 14, and we'll be kicking off season 14. It'll actually be season 3 of Tigers in the Wild. But this week, if you catch our program, we have chefs Philippe Parola, you know him from Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em, and Chef Michael Johnson. And they are preparing a delicious wild boar dish with crawfish from Mrs. Rose's Bed and Breakfast. In fact, that's where we prepared it. And what Chef Philippe did prior to that was he demonstrated how to remove the usable meat from a feral hog in less than 5 minutes using nothing but a knife. You don't gut it. You don't have to skin it. He shows you how to do it and pack it all up in a Ziploc. If you got some ice packs or ice bags, stick it in your backpack. And if you're hunting on a management area, wildlife management area, National Wildlife Refuge, where you're not allowed to bring in vehicles like ATVs and four-wheelers, pickup trucks, and you're saying, man, I am not going to drag this 200-pound hog all that a mile out of here. This is the way to do it, and he demonstrates how to do it. And you can see it on this week's Bayou Wild TV show. And if you want to find out where you can watch it, go to our webpage, BayouWildTV.com. All the channels are listing there. We got replays. It's on several systems all across Louisiana. And if you can't find a station that you can pull in, simply go to YouTube. We have a whole YouTube channel, and you can kind of binge out on Bayou Wild features if that's what you choose to do. All right, we got a break to take. We'll come back and get to some more of your text messages and tell you some more about another on-location broadcast that's not far away. We want you to come out to that one, too. We'll do it. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Okay, we have our friend Old Man Sam checking in this morning. He says today, March 1st, is National Pig Day. Everything on a pig is utilized, even the squeal. They put it in party favors. Yeah. I knew that, but I didn't mention that. But it's not actually Wild Boar Day, but we have a related program that's running like that. But it is, in fact, National Pig Day, March 1st. And, you know, what really symbolizes what you're saying about everything on a pig is utilized. If you've ever been to Chef John Foltz's Boucherie, that was, when was that? It was last Saturday. And, in fact, we heard from David Hubble, who reported from there, the Boucherie. They take the hog and they slaughter the hog and use every bit of it and demonstrate it and show you how it's done. And it kind of goes back into Louisiana history and culture. And it was something that they did that was to slaughter a hog, and the whole family and neighborhood got involved in it and made cracklings and sausages and pork chops and hams and you name it. One of the most versatile food animals there is. All right, I got some more texts coming in. I'll get back to those in just a second. But first, we got to pause 10 seconds. We're going to let our stations, local stations, tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we have, a question coming in from one of our listeners. Don, any word on crappie? Where and what area? Well, I've been getting regular reports from the last white perch trip I made was up in Toledo Bend with Josh Sykes, Bent Rods Guide Service. They had a pretty fair week this week, even though that little cold spell we had just a week or two ago didn't really slow them down. They fish them year-round up there in a lot of areas, and they've kind of got it down to a science using live scopes and underwater structure that either is placed there or occurs naturally. As far as I'm not sure where you're looking for reports, but I did get some early reports from the North Shore area around the Chifuncta River. The Pearl has been high and muddy, but I checked on it this morning, and it's dropping pretty fast, and probably another week or so it's going to be down to some pretty manageable areas. But, I mean, it was up there. In fact, they closed the Pearl River, I think, for maybe a day or two when that river gets up to 16.5 on the Pearl River gauge. But that and, you know, other areas down Lake Verrett, that area has been producing a few white perch. This is the time of the year when, you know, they're probably the easiest to catch. They're kind of a mysterious fish. They like to get up under structure during daylight hours, under piers, under floating vegetation, and it's kind of tricky to pull them out of there and find them. But when they get to spawning, when the water temperature gets right, the action can be pretty hot and airy. And there's not a lot of ponds where you can catch them. Some are successful in having crappie populations. But anyway, if we've got any listeners that can help this listener and tell them if you've had a good trip, the technique that you used and the general area you went to, and maybe we can help get them some fish. All right. I also want to remind you about an event that's coming up in March. It's been traditionally in March for a long, long time. And when I say a long time, I'm talking about 76 years. And that is the annual Big Bass Fishing Rodeo. And in recent years, they've added a fishtival to it, which is kind of a combination of celebrating fish and a festival. And it's held at the New Orleans City Park. This year's event is coming up at the end of this month on March 29th. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is involved. They also have the City Park Conservancy. This rodeo, in case you're not aware, is the oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the country. And it's got a lot of categories and activities for all ages and skill levels and type of equipment. This rodeo is not about big dollars. They don't offer big money. It's more about bragging rights and getting out and sharing it with families. There's just miles and miles of lagoons. There's lots of area. You don't need a boat, although there is a boats on the bayou, and I'll get to that in a minute. But there's different divisions, and you can register in the adult, the youth, and they also have some team divisions for the brim. In students, there's also a bass student fishing competition. And if you want to fish in a kayak or an other non-motorized vessel, like a canoe, pirog, the Bayou St. John, which is the bayou that runs adjacent to City Park, they also have a separate category there for the largest bass and some other fish. They call it the Boats on the Bayou. And then the whole thing wraps up with the awards being presented at the Fishtival. And there's music, there's games, there's activities, there's some educational exhibits. Especially this is tailored for kids. It's a great kid event, but the adults get pretty competitive in it too. Now, the fishing starts bright and early, and the Fishtival starts at 9 a.m. They start the fishing at daylight. And if you're interested in getting involved in it, finding out more, you can just go to the www.wlf.la.gov, and you'll find more information about it. But that's the date, March 29th, and there's also a click-on registration on that Wildlife and Fisheries site where you can sign up there. You don't have to register for the Fishtival. That's absolutely free. They kind of do a Mardi Gras toss with the different fishing equipment, some gear and baits, and the crowd's out there, and it's much like, in fact, I've actually thrown some, participated in years before. And, you know, whenever this rodeo comes around, I think about a good friend of mine, Kay Florain, who worked tirelessly to resurrect it. The bass rodeo was kind of falling by the wayside. You know, when the new big money tournament started coming in and people wanted to fish for those and big prizes, winning boats and merchandise and checks, this one still was fishing for trophies. And she made it fun, and she added some things to it, worked real hard, and Unfortunately, Kay Platt passed away a few years ago, but there's also some awards in her name. So if you want to get in on something that's it's pretty simple, you just bring your fishing pole. In fact, they've actually got some loaner poles, I think, out there if you want to bring the kids out there and let them learn how to fish, and you do it all from the bank. And believe me, there's some pretty good fish in those lagoons that are pulled out of there. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to get to some more of your text messages. Hey, we got more fishing reports to talk about, and I'll tell you where I'm going to be in 2 weeks. It's another on-location live broadcast, and you are invited. We'll be back to talk about it after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, welcome back on National Pig Day. Yeah, one of our listeners pointed that out. And, of course, pigs, you know, one of the most versatile animals around, providing bacon, ham, those baby back ribs, spare ribs, pork belly, cracklings, chitlins, all those kinds of things. And we've got a special program airing this week about wild boar La Louisiana. Excellent recipe by a couple of really gourmet, I call them gourmet chefs. We're talking about Chef Michael Johnson, who is the LSU athletic team chef, and, of course, Chef Philippe Parola, the author of the book, Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em. Chef Philippe's philosophy is there's so many invasive species that we're trying to control, manage. You'll never eliminate them, that have gotten hold in Louisiana and really other parts of the country. And he's written a whole book, and that's the title of the book, Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em. And he lists recipes for invasive species. And he says that's the most cost-effective way to control them. And believe me, that the hogs all over this country, in Louisiana alone, do, I think it's $76 million worth of damage to agriculture and natural environments and other wildlife. So get out there. They open up. They relax the seasons. You can hunt wild boar, pigs year-round. There's also some special provisions if you want to hunt them at night. They can be trapped. And anybody that's ever managed a deer lease probably has encountered situations with them. But check it out. We had a couple of LSU Tigers who linebacker brothers, Witt and Wes Weeks, took them out in an airboat and secured some hogs for Hunters for the Hungry. And then we took one of the hogs that we killed recently on a trip with Will Clark and the boys down at Pecan Island and brought that one to Mrs. Rose Bed and Breakfast in Kaplan. And that's where we met the two chefs. And they cooked up some, it's like a griot. And a pork griot, and it's covered with butter and breadcrumbs and put on some chopped vegetables and crawfish and a butter sauce and pour. It'll make you hungry. And there's also a little impromptu performance by a young guy named Dax Perrin, a little Cajun accordion player. You might want to check it out. It's all on this week's Bayou Wild TV. Go to our website and you can find a station near you to watch it or check it out on YouTube. All right, coming up next week, we told you we're going to be in Alberta, Alabama, Scotts Marine. We're going to have be partaking in their boat show, broadcasting there. Then the following Saturday, 2 weeks from today, it's the third annual Spring Fling. This is at Marsh and Bayou's retail location in Mandeville, right there on Florida Boulevard. It's also known as Highway 190, kind of the main drag going through there. And they're going to have special manufacturers reps. They're going to have Matrix Shad specials. You've heard us talking about the Marker 54 bait, and some of you said you had a problem finding it. Well, they're going to have some there. Wide variety of colors and styles, specials on Grundon's clothing and boots and pen gear, discounts. They're going to have fun and food, seminars, and there's also a whiskey tasting by Tin Cup. And that's what I say. It's one of the few places you can find biscuits and bourbon. It'll be early Saturday morning, March 15th. Put it on your calendar and come on by and stop by and say hello and take part in some of the festivities and check out some of the really super good deals that they're going to have there. All right, I want to kind of close things out with the calendar. You know, we're getting ready to wrap up the hunting seasons. Normally, hunting season, small game, squirrel, rabbit, and a couple other things would have ended yesterday. But because we had the freeze and the snow conditions, they extended the quail season, the rabbit and the squirrel season, and also the nutria season through this weekend. So you still got a little time. In fact, there's a couple of archery seasons for deer that are going to be more extended already. And I think they're pretty much wrapped up for the year on deer. I don't think anything other than the feral hog that you can, you know, continue to hunt on wildlife management areas through the second, because unless some other season is open on a management area, you can't go into those and get the hogs. But on private land and hunting clubs, it's wide open. And get your last shots in wild quail season. Of course, the pen raised shooting goes on through April, so you got plenty of time for that. But the rabbit, squirrel, small game, that will close tomorrow, and that was on an extended basis due to the snow and the inclement weather we had that limited hunters' access. All right, coming back after this, Darrell Carpenter. He's got the boat ready, I believe. He's been working on it, ready to put it in the water and head out and fish with Grand Isle, and he invites you to go with him. We'll talk to him and tell us what's going on down there on what is going to be a nice-looking weekend. We do it right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And this time of the morning, we check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter down in Grand Isle. Darrell, how's things looking down there, man? It looks like a beautiful series stretch of days coming up here.
Don, look, what a difference a week and about 12, 15 degrees makes, man. been some really calm days, and there's been some really good fish caught all around Grand Isle. It's early indications are looking like, while there was a lot of floating fish seen after that freeze, it doesn't look like it's going to be real hard of an impact, because, man, there was some really nice fish brought in this week. And we're going to have, what, maybe 2-3 more days of it before, of course, you know, we're in March, so the seasons are battling each other. So it's going to be one of those deals where you're going to get 3, 4, 5 days of nice, pretty weather, and then you're going to get a week of, you know, man, why wasn't you here last week? You know how that goes.
Yes, indeed. Yes. How's the water looking down there? Is it cleaning up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, Don, and you can find pockets of it. Now, you know, we've got calm weather coming and no tide. You know, this is going to be a no-tide week. Tide was up fairly high yesterday with some south wind and, you know, southeast wind. But it's dropping pretty good this morning, but it's not going to have a whole lot of movement as the day goes later on, unless we get some wind picking up, which I think I think Monday, Tuesday, we're supposed to have some real bad wind conditions come in. But it's going to pick up a little bit. You know, this time of the year, like you were talking earlier in the show, the Mississippi River's up a little bit. So as you travel to the east, sometimes you get those pockets of really dirty water. And that may hang on for a little while until that river drops a little bit. But other than that, you're going to, especially those good tide days, on the end of those incoming tides, you'll find a lot of good clean water.
Yep. You know, I believe they're going to be looking at setting the red snapper seasons at the commission meeting, which will be held next week. So that should be interesting to see what our allocation is, you know, and what the opening dates are going to be and the limits for the red snapper. It's been a lot of resurgence in red snapper popularity down in your section.
Yeah, Don, you know, it's one of those things that the government's always slow to react. You know, back if you look back in the early 2000s, when everybody was trying to tell them, you know, 2010 area, when everybody was trying to tell them, look, there's a problem with snapper, there's a problem. They were so daggone slow to react that they had to put in draconian measures. And then the snapper bounced back so daggone fast that, there again, it takes 5 to 10 years for their science to catch up, and now they're realizing that there's snapper everywhere. Same thing with the sharks. You know, I mean, you see Louisiana just opened up the sharks, and that's something we really need to promote, because, man, we really need to get some of those sharks out of that water.
Yeah, and there's been some efforts to do that. You know, Darrell, that we may be seeing some pretty sweeping changes coming about, particularly with the offshore. You know, I think they're trying to restructure the NOAA. They're going through a lot of federal agencies and cleaning house and trimming and making them leaner and meaner and maybe more efficient. So maybe we'll see a little bit better efficiency and accuracy in setting and managing our offshore resources.
Well, Don, I think the movement's already in place, but I think the best thing they could do is just like what they did with the recreational red snapper in Louisiana. They've proven that the model can work. They need to put all of it, you know, I mean, if the feds, the Magnuson Act says the feds have to set the quotas, let them set the quotas, but let the states manage it everywhere from the charter boats to, you know, to all of your offshore species, because a lot of it is area specific, just like L.A. Creel, you know, and what we heard at the meeting, they're getting real close to being able to do basin specific regulations. And that's something that needs to happen. I mean, you know, what happens in Southwest, what affects Southwest Louisiana doesn't always happen in Southeast Louisiana. So it needs to be handled differently.
Yeah, they can divide it up into zones. And, you know, of course, it does present some problems for enforcement because, you know, where were the fish actually caught in what zone? But, you know, it's done with other species and other, you know, realms. So
I
don't see why it can't be done.
But to put your point up, man, look, the red snapper have been in major rebound for the last 5 to 8 years. You know, we got a really good wahoo collection going on right now in the offshore fishery. And then you've got, you know, look at the cobia. It's a good example. I mean, we weren't having any problems with cobias, but the Eastern Gulf is just eating theirs up. So they put in draconian regulations on cobia, you know?
Exactly. Well, same thing was kind of true of the snapper. You know, you couldn't hardly buy a snapper over in Florida, and yet we were, you know, you couldn't get down to the bottom to catch anything else because there were so many until we put in Lock Creek.
And now you can't get them to the top once you catch them because the sharks won't let them come out.
It's a tough world down there. You think it's a tough world up here? It's a tough world down there for sure.
Yes, Darryl, it is.
Darryl, somebody wants to get a trip booked with realscreamers.com. Tell them how to get you.
Don, they can find the information by going through your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find it on my website at RealScreamers.com. Or the best thing, look, after a long, boring winter, the best thing, we're ready to talk fishing, you know, 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Don. Have a good one. Happy Mardi Gras.
All right, yeah, whatever way you celebrate. There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, coming up in the second hour, I hope you're going to be with us. We've got some very interesting stuff. Of course, we've got fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo, from Ryan Lambert. We're also going to talk to Butch Ridgedale, get your paddler's report. And Angela Caruso is going to join us to talk about a fundraising event for Captain Mike Helmers that not only will help him, but help yourself. They're giving away 7 all-expense-paid fishing trips by drawing. So stick around. And we're going to tell you what happens when you mix gators, guns, and girls with drugs. It's a bad boy, the outdoor story. All that coming up in the second hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.